Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We seem to be having our levels bouncing all over the place here today, but I think we got it back together, and things are looking really, really good. Okay, well, welcome to the show here. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, just 2 days away to Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is opt-out Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, the most intense travel day of the entire year. And already we are hearing that, you know, the trouble is brewing in River City here. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. We've had our obligatory Booga Booga Scare to remind all of you sheep just how important and necessary the TSA is for your continued well-being. We'll be talking about that a little bit more. But Dan is in the control room. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I want to start by getting this Korea nonsense out of the way. We got up this morning, headlines all over the place. North Korea fires on South Korea. They're shelling the island. Oh, poor South Koreans are being killed, blah, 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 blah. And it's all over the world. And they say, wow, this is escalating the dangerous situation with North Korea. Avigdor Lieberman, the foreign minister over in Israel, saying, well, yes, you must attack and kill those gosh darn North Koreans and so forth and so on. Okay, here's what really happened. And the reason why you tune into this show and the What Really Happened website, rather than rely on the TV networks to tell you what's going on. The South Korean military is holding a drill involving 70,000, that's 1,000, a lot of people, 70,000 South Korean troops massed along the border for a drill on what would we do if we decide to invade North Korea. And in that group are American advisors. And if you are my age, you know what advisors mean. Okay, because that was the word they used when they were ramping up Vietnam. So these 70,000 South Korean troops and the American advisors are holding this, gee, wouldn't it be fun to invade North Korea exercise? And they got a bunch of artillery set up that they're starting to fire. And North Korea is saying, please do not fire your artillery in this area because these are our territorial waters. And South Korea goes, neener, 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 and proceeds to fire. And they're saying, it's just practice, don't worry. And they fire artillery into North Korean waters, and North Korea retaliates. South Korea fired first. They provoked them. And the U.S. is trying to say, oh, come on, it's just training exercise. Who cares about that? But just imagine if Mexico was holding a military exercise near Tijuana with 70,000 troops, and they're saying, let's pretend we're going to capture California. And all of a sudden, they start shelling the waters off of San Diego. Even though all they're hitting is jellyfish, don't you think the U.S. military might react just a little tiny bit? That's exactly what happened here. They get all the military up there. They start throwing shells across into these disputed waters that North Korea says are theirs. And North Korea had said, please do not do this. And South Korea went ahead and did it anyway. And North Korea basically fired back. And they're trying to turn this into, oh my goodness, North Korea just out of a clear blue sky decided to shell these poor innocent military barracks on this useless island for no good reason at all. And they're trying to turn it into a war. Now, this is obviously cratering. I mean, these days in the age of the internet, the average lifespan of a government propaganda campaign can be clocked with an egg timer. So, of course, as soon as the international media started admitting, yeah, South Korea kind of fired first, we had this suspicious package show up at Logan Airport, and that was the headline news. Forget all about Korea. We got bombs. They're linked to Al-Qaeda. They're this. They're that. They just issued the all-clear. There was nothing in the package. It was a non-story. Nothing happened. That's the big headline news out of Logan Airport. Nothing happened. The other big news over on CNN, okay, that was not Natalie Holloway's jawbone they found. It's another non-story. They don't even have any news to distract us with. They're telling us nothing. Big news. Holloway, Holloway, Holloway. It wasn't her jawbone. Great. Can we go on to something that's a little bit more meaningful? I mean, they're talking about this, this sports guy who's lost his memory to concussions. Well, it's hazard there. We got to take a break. We'll be back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this nonsense about Korea. Now the corporate media, I'm watching it over the feed here, they're not saying which side fired first. Early today they were saying North Korea attacked. Well, now it's come out South Korea actually fired first. North Korea was provoked. Now they're just saying North and South Korea have exchanged fire, and they're still trying to imply that somehow this is North Korea's problem. It isn't. The U.S. is desperate to start another war. You know, that's basically what's going on here. I mean, the island that got shelled isn't really worth all that much. Do you think North Korea is going to risk war with the United States over this one little tiny island? Not really. But they're trying to say, oh, the incoming dictator, he's nuts and he's crazy and he's all the same crap we got about Saddam Hussein and Ahmadinejad and everybody else that the U.S. is trying to figure out a way to invade. We're going to go to the phones. Mike in Sweden. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm just wondering if we're going to see another world war coming soon on the Korean Peninsula, because I know China is an ally of North Korea, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if we're going to see a draft for the United States coming soon. What do you think?
Well, they had to have a draft for the last one, so I don't see them being able to enlarge any of the wars without bringing back the draft. But I think what's going on here is, you know, Obama and the government, they need a major, major distraction. The economy is coming apart. This whole TSA thing is the beginning of what appears to be a popular uprising by the people against the government. And, you know, the government is basically going back to the historical precedent that in a major war, Americans will forgive all the government's wrongdoings and stand behind the flag and salute the government and follow them off into wars and stuff. Plus, there's another issue going on here. This whole Korea thing started ramping up immediately after the G20 when Obama came home and China said, we're not going to wreck our own economy to fix the problems the United States has created. So obviously, if the United States goes into war with North Korea, that means hostilities with China, and the U.S. is going to be able to say, well, we're at war. We don't have to pay you our debt anymore. This is like when Franklin Roosevelt suckered Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor so that he could get into the war against Adolf Hitler. Same trick again. And again, the United States uses war to get out of their economic problems. And so, as far as world war, yeah, the technical definition of a world war is a war being waged on two fronts. So if hostilities start in Korea, and remember, the Korean War never officially ended. There's just this really long ceasefire. So if that war cranks up again, then technically, yeah, it's a world war already. And I know all the war hawks are going to be going, yee-haw, we got it back. You know, and I notice in all the media coverage about this North Korean thing, they're out there, they're hitting that commies thing. We got to go after the commies. And it's like we fell through a time warp and we're back in the 1950s. And they're you know, it would be laughable if so many innocent lives were not on the line.
Yeah, I mean, are you is it possible to see another false flag attack in the United States to start a war with North Korea, perhaps a nuke going off? Because I know the Rogue B-52 from 2007, one of the nuclear cruise missiles are still missing, you know?
Yeah, the one that came off the wing pylon there. So basically, I guess the cover story is going to be that Ahmadinejad personally autographed a nuclear weapon provided by North Korea that Al-Qaeda has smuggled in using Hezbollah on the Mexican border. I think that's the story. I think, because after all, Alex Jones says Hezbollah is down there on the Mexican border, and we must believe him.
That's crazy stuff, man. Okay, thank you, Michael. That's all I wanted to share with you.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. So anyway, this North Korea story is already falling apart because it's already all over the world and all over the internet that South Korea started shooting first. It's a provocation. They're trying to goad the war to start it. So, you know, they've got this bomb package at Logan International Airport in Boston, Massachusetts, and they close the cargo terminal, and the duffel bag has a Nigeria address on there, and Mohammed Ahmed Maktoum is known to come from Nigeria. Therefore, it's an Al. Fox News had already blamed this whole thing on Al-Qaeda, and it turns out there's nothing there. The canine dog got hot off of somebody's stashed McDonald's burger or something. And it's just, they're trying to use distraction management. Oh, look over here, look over here, look over here. Natalie Holloway, sports figures. What's her name? Palin with Dancing with the Stars. That's not news. I mean, CNN's running a poll about, you know, is what's her name? Palin in Dancing with the Stars. Are you going to watch the show or not? That's not news. It's advertising. It's free advertising for Dancing with the Stars. Lame show to begin with. So, what is really going on you need to be looking at? How about a 28% plunge in your standard of living? That is what is going to happen, okay? From all these bailouts to the bankers of Wall Street, you are going to suffer a 28% decline in your standard of living. 28% less food to eat, 28% smaller car, 28% fewer miles you'll be able to afford to drive, 28% fewer dental operations for your kids, 28% less education for your kids, 28% less of the medications you need to keep yourself and your spouse alive. That's what it means. That's what's being, your life is literally being taken away from you. Like vampires. They're literally sucking your life away to keep themselves propped up. Meanwhile, the news is bad. Obviously, the Dow took another major drop today, and they're blaming it on Korea. Okay, last time there was a drop, oh, it's Ireland. And it's the euro's fault. It's North Korea's fault. It's like, I think over there in the White House, Barack Obama's got this dartboard. And the dartboard is titled, Who Do We Blame the Economic Problems On? And he closes his eyes and he throws a dart. Wherever the dart lands, that's who gets the blame for the stock market is down. You know, boom, Ireland. You know, boom, North Korea. Boom, Everlast. It's their fault. And so it's just nonsense. They're just out there trying to find somebody to blame for their own mismanagement. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, and you got to face up to this, the country has been destroyed by its banking system and by the complicit government. You don't need to look any further for anybody. There are no Illuminati out there. You know, it isn't Al-Qaeda. It isn't any of these mythical villains that are created for you to be afraid of, whether it's Adam Gadon or Yusuf Al-Khattab or Al-Amriki or any of these other Emmanuel Goldstein wannabes. The bankers wrecked the economy. Wall Street wrecked the economy. They let their greed get away from them, and they savaged the entire country just to put some of the blood and offal in their pockets. And the government helped them do it in exchange for 30 pieces of silver into their campaign contributions. That's what wrecked the country. 28% plunge in your standard of living and counting, because they haven't stopped. The bailouts are still going. Meanwhile, existing home sales have dropped. Remember, the whole model for keeping you enslaved to debt is to get you into that home and that mortgage. Florida's unemployment is about ready to sink that state's economy. Like it's already done to California here. Now, this is getting interesting. This gets back to the whole fraud closure gate and the mortgage-backed securities. And remember, the fraudulent foreclosures are just a symptom. They're not the scandal. The focus should not be on them. The scandal is the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. So now we're getting this deposition in the Countrywide lawsuit. And it's basically come out that Countrywide never actually transferred their mortgage notes to the trust that was supposed to be administering the mortgage-backed securities. This means two things. One, the trust has no legal standing to be foreclosing on any of these mortgages. They don't. They don't have the note. Countrywide never gave it to them. Second, it means that all the mortgage-backed securities sold by Countrywide were not legally collateralized. When those mortgage-backed securities collapse, the people who invested in them have nothing to fall back on. They have no legal standing to go and take those properties because Countrywide never transferred the mortgage notes. Now, Countrywide has tried to come up with a bunch of legal documents to fix this after the fact, but the law is very clear. This attempt to transfer retroactively is illegal. That we're looking at a major, major collapse of the entire mortgage-backed security fraud. So this is a really good time to start World War III, to get everybody's mind off the fact that the financial system of the United States, as Alan Greenspan has admitted, is corrupt and criminal and fraudulent.
Things were being done which were certainly illegal and clearly criminal in certain cases.
Well, that's all we need to know. Alan Greenspan has admitted the entire American banking system is a fraud. The whole Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme because it survives only by creating more and more debt as it goes through time, finding larger and larger populations of people willing to go into debt to generate the new money to pay the interest on the old money. And when you cannot find a larger pool of borrowers, the foundation of the pyramid collapses and the whole thing starts coming down, which is exactly what we're going through right now. Ponzi schemes are illegal. And the Federal Reserve is the biggest Ponzi scheme of them all, and the government will do nothing about it. And so that's why they're trying to find somebody for you to hate other than them. Hate the North Koreans, hate the Iranians, hate the Afghani, hate the Iraqi, hate the Irish, hate the Mexicans, hate somebody. Just don't hate us. We're really, really good people. And it's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. We have a criminal banking system and a criminal government, and now they're beginning to understand that the American people, 300 million American people, are waking up to the fact that we are all the victims of the biggest criminal activity in history, and it's called the Federal Reserve and the United States government, and they got away with it for almost 100 years. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
bed.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy. A little bit of bad news. Down in South Beach, Florida, eviction went wrong, resulted in a shooting. One dead, two injured. We're not sure who got killed, the homeowner or the eviction people, or one of the eviction people here. Obviously, we don't like this idea of violence, but I wanted to report this story to make a point. To a banker or a mortgage company or a Goldman Sachs or something like that, or people who are rich, so rich they've got lots and lots of houses, like John McCain, who's got so many houses you can't even remember how many he's got. A house is just a gaming chip. It's a token. It's a tally on a balance sheet somewhere, and that's all it is. It's got no meaning whatsoever. It's just this abstract concept. Oh, we have 14,000 homes on the balance sheet here, and okay, well, we got a foreclosure, and it's just numbers and games. But to the homeowner themselves, that house is not only the representation of their entire life's work, it is their identity. It's who they are. Their personality becomes very much invested in, this is my home and my ground and my building and you know, my leaking roof and my rusty pipes and all the rest of that. Good, bad, and indifferent, it's mine. And people, it's their identity. And so when somebody with a badge and court papers of dubious provenance shows up to take that house away, it's perceived by the homeowner as a personal attack on them. An attack on their body, on their life. And they're going to react that way. Their basic survival instincts are going to cut in. Now, unfortunately, our government is still dominated by a bunch of academic fossils who got their degrees and their tenure based on Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa and this whole idea of tabula rasa, that the human mind is blank and that environment controls all, and that if you simply change the environment, you will change the way people behave. And the idea being that if you go out there and operantly condition the people and constantly propagandize them that this is the way it's supposed to be, that they'll just go along quietly when, you know, their lives get looted. Well, Mead got hoaxed. And the entire concept of environment as total determination of human behavior has been discredited for a long time. But it's like the guys on Wall Street who still cling to Adam Smith because it justifies personal greed and don't want to even hear about John Nash, proving that Smith was full of it. They want to believe that Margaret Mead had it right, and if they just spend enough money propagandizing people, we'll just go along like obedient little sheep or robots or whatever. And it hasn't worked, and it isn't working, and it can never work because Mead was wrong, wrong, wrong. And so all of a sudden, these foreclosure people are showing up, and more Americans are now aware that the foreclosure documents are probably fraudulent. And they're fighting back to protect their homes, which is a perfectly natural reaction. And you have, you know, the people in the eviction, you know, scratching their head and saying, why are they fighting back? This is just a tally on a balance sheet. It's just a game token for the big game. Why are they so upset? And they just don't get it. It reminds me of that guy who got upset when his pregnant wife got molested by the TSA. And they grab him and throw him in a room, and they've got the guys with the uniforms and the nightsticks and the taser is saying, you know, are you on drugs? And the guy says, no. He says, well, maybe you ought to be, because why are you getting angry when we're touching your wife? And the guy's saying, you don't understand why husbands and boyfriends get angry when these TSA bozos run their hands all over their wives and girlfriends? And the TSA says, well, you know, we've told you it's for your own benefit. You should just listen to us. They don't understand that just telling us certain things via the propaganda channels doesn't make it so. And then they act surprised when we act violently to when they're being violent with us. And that's really what it is. You're taking somebody's home, even with a piece of paper and a badge. It's an act of invasion and conquest and violence, and the homeowners are fighting back. When you grab my wife at the airport and you put your hands on her against her will, that is an attack. It's an invasion. It's rape. And yeah, real men are going to fight back, which apparently is happening a lot more than we're being told. Now, finishing up on the economy here, Richard Sutmeier, who's a hedge fund manager, has basically come out. He's actually been saying this for a while. Remember, we've always talked about all the trillions and trillions of dollars of bailout money that's been taken from you and given to the banks and Wall Street, ostensibly so they could loan it back to us at interest, which I thought was a stupid idea to begin with. Then we find out they're not really loaning it out. There's huge bonuses in their pockets, and we're wondering, where did the rest of it go? Well, according to Richard Sutmeier, half of the United States banks are so insolvent, so deep in the red, that even after the bailouts, they don't have any surplus cash that they can loan out. In other words, the bailouts are just barely holding the banks even. It's not turning them back into useful institutions for the general public. It's just propping them up, just because they're really swell guys and they're good friends of, you know, His Highnessness President Pansy. Okay, so now getting on to TSA, we're not going to let them off the hook here. We got word of a report that has come out from a whistleblower inside American Airlines, who has basically come out saying they are deluged with calls complaining about TSA, even more than the new baggage additional fee for your luggage that they're charging you at the airport now. Okay, so this confirms what I said yesterday on the show. When we're going to take a break, when we come back, I want to go into this a little bit more depth. When they say nobody's complaining, they're lying, they're fibbing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the story we're talking about, one of the people in the chat room is saying, oh, it's coming from an unspecified source. Actually, I got it from about three different sources. Okay, because we called the airport yesterday. Coast. We had five people call the airport, and all five of them were told, you're the only person who complained. So anyway, the story is that American Airlines is absolutely deluged with complaints. And of course, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you. And another confirmation, okay, that they're being deluged with complaints is the union, the federal government union, has basically come out with a statement that the TSA people are being abused and assaulted, and they're trying to play for sympathy and saying, please, you need to understand, these people are just implementing the policies. They didn't make the policies. They're just carrying it out. And, of course, my response to that is, we've already heard that we are only following orders excuse once before. And we still hung the Nazis. So I don't have any sympathy for the TSA. If they don't want to be yelled at and attacked and punched in the face, go work at McDonald's. No, I am not sorry or sympathy for these people. They deserve everything that I can get. All right, so moving right along here. Let's see, the DHS TSA terror watch list that we're all being checked against, and by the way, after the first of the year, you won't be allowed to buy a car if you're on there, apparently contains a lot of dead people. who I am pretty sure are not going to be buying cars. All right, we're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay.
You know, in the law that created TSA, there's an opt-out provision for airports. They wanted to opt out of the TSA.
Which I'm
concerned about. If I can say these airports do opt out, I have a feeling that the federal government is going to try to twist people's arms and intimidate these airport officials, saying, "Okay, you can opt out of TSA, but you got to choose between Blackwater or Wackenhut or one of our thug mercenary agencies to do it." And you know,
yeah, probably. But you know, there is a little bit of a difference here, and it comes down very simply. If in point of fact, the airlines over this holiday weekend realize they're losing a lot of business because of TSA. They're going to get companies in there, and they're going to tell the companies, you are working for us only as long as you're taking care of the passengers. See, TSA has no obligation to make sure that you get to your gate in a timely or comfortable manner. TSA are acting like prison guards, and we all remember from the Stanford experiment, prison guards inevitably start abusing the prisoners to reassure the illusion that the guards are always in the moral right and the prisoners or passengers are always in the moral wrong. I think if the airports start taking over their own security again, they're going to go find contractors whose financial incentive is going to be to make this whole security thing as painless as possible. And I think there is an advantage on that, because the instant airports start opting out, okay, you're going to have a whole bunch of new companies coming online saying, we will meet the TSA's requirements for security, and we'll do it in a way that does not offend the passengers. Ultimately, though, I think this is the beginning of the realization that TSA has got to go. We're not even sure what the real agenda is, given that no domestic terror incidents have occurred on an American domestic flight since 9/11, there's some other agenda at work besides making Michael Chertoff very, very rich. And I think what may be going on is this is the attempt to convince everybody that the time has come for a national biometric ID. In other words, if you will go and give us your blood type and your DNA and a sperm sample and all the rest of this stuff, and let us scan you and scope you and everything, we'll give you your little multi-pass like they had on the movie Fifth Element, and once you have that, you can bypass this really horrific screening. And then everybody will be tagged and monitored and chipped and in the government's computers inescapably for the rest of their lives. I think that may be part of what the agenda is. They're trying to make getting around without a government-issued security ID so painful that we're all say, yes, do whatever you're going to do and give me the idea. Remember, the first of the year, you know, your doctor, your car salesman, all these other businesses are going to be required to check to make sure that you're not on any of the government's watch lists before they do business with you. That's the direction we're going. And I think this whole TSA thing is designed to just convince people it's just easier to go along with the government than to stand on that silly old Fourth Amendment thing.
Well, you know, the thing is, speaking about this terror watch list, you know, there's a small business owner that's being harassed by the federal government because when he hires people, he refuses to run a credit check on them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why do I need it? I said, it's none of my business. And the government said, you got to run a credit check or to hire these people. I'm like, why? And you know,
yeah,
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that absolutely, you get into the situation where if I'm hiring somebody to work in my shop, I want to make sure that they're good at doing the job. And I don't care if they meet anybody else's expectations of proper looks and behavior or religion or gender. And it's just absolute nonsense, because we know that, you know, this is a legalized form of discrimination, because all you need to do is get somebody on those terror watch lists and their life is basically over.
No, I say Texas independence. We ain't got to deal with this nonsense.
Well, we got the same thing going over here in Hawaii and California, and yeah, we may well see the United States balkanized after the collapse of the federal government, because they're not going to be able to prop up this economy any longer. And you know, the crash is coming. It's just a case of who's going to pay for it all.
Well, it ain't going to be me. All right,
okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, so moving right along, we're going to move to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. I'm kind of curious. I'd like to see what you think about this. I was listening to you talk about, you know, these people can't understand why a guy would get upset that they want to fondle his wife or his child. And you're right. A real man would stomp a mud hole in somebody for trying it. But just imagine, if you will, how these TSA thugettes, if you will, would react if some guy were to step up and say, hold on, wait a second, before you fondle my wife and my child, bring your wife and child up here and let me fondle them for about 20 minutes and then you can fondle mine.
No, absolutely. But, you know, the TSA doesn't have to go through the scans and searches. The TSA workers themselves are exempt from having to go through that harassment. So are all members of Congress. So are all members of the Federal Reserve. Obama was joking about it the other day. I don't have to go through it. I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
Yeah, okay? And you know, that makes me think about the health care bill. It's all fine and well for us, but Congress exempted themselves from it. Isn't it interesting how they always do this?
Yeah, you noticed that, did you?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a nut job, you know, so, you know, what can I say, you know? I catch these things, but, you know, I would really love it if somebody would actually do that. And also, did you hear the story about a man by the name of Matt Kernan? As he was coming back in, his flight...
Yes, and he got right through.
He was coming back in from France.
Yeah, and they let him right through.
No screening, no irradiation, no pat-down, and he went home.
Yeah.
People need to wake up and realize all you have to do is stand firm and say, no, this is not going to happen. I have a constitutional right. Know the Constitution, and you can get through without having to go through all that garbage.
And you know what? There's another story, and we're beginning to get more and more confirmations from this. All these stories about how people who refuse the pat-downs and the groping and the fondling and the scanner stuff being arrested by the local civil police, the more we check into it, the more and more we're finding it's not true. The public relations department at the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office has basically issued a statement saying they don't know why TV was reporting they were going to arrest people at the airport for refusing to go through the scans and be touched. And they said it's just not true. And we're starting to hear that from more and more places around the country. I think the story that you are going to be arrested is a scare tactic. It's propaganda put out by the TSA to terrorize you into going along with what they want to do with you. So once again, we have the TSA behaving as a terrorist organization because they're using fear to force your, to coerce your complicity with their agenda, which is, you know, lots of free fondling and touching and getting to second base without having to buy anybody dinner.
Yeah, right. That's about what it comes down to.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so let's see. Anything else?
No, sir. That'll do it. I thank you much, and you have a great day.
All right, we're going to switch over to Steve in Iowa. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing just fine.
All right. On 19 November, I called in to RBN on a Friday morning because a woman had a news story allegedly about an American F-22 being shot down carrying a nuclear weapon in Alaska. You got any intel on that?
I have not heard a word about that, but I do know that there have been quite a few broken arrows, including the one that's off Savannah, Georgia. I actually have a friend of mine, Dr. John Craven, who was involved in recovering a whole bunch of H-bombs that got dropped into the Mediterranean some years back. So it's not as uncommon as the government would like you to believe. They do lose these things every once in a while. Fortunately, because of the engineering and the safeties, they haven't actually had one detonate yet.
Yeah, I used to work nuke security in the Air Force now. One thing I have a question about, she states that the F-22... an American F-18 and a Canadian F-18 were shot down the same day by laser weapons from the Chinese.
Well, that, I have not heard anything at all about that. So, you know, the problem is laser weapons have not never achieved their potential, either Chinese, Russian, or American, because of the problem of atmospheric blooming. And even the American one they put inside that 747, it only works at short range. It's only marginally superior to a good rotary cannon because of the atmospheric issue. They've never been able to solve that, even with adaptive optics. So I wouldn't give that one all that much credence. And again, it sounds like more of this gratuitous China bashing that we're continuing to hear because China is refusing to let their economy to be destroyed to fix the problems the United States created. And I understand from their point of view. The United States government and the Federal Reserve created this whole mess all by themselves. Now Obama's going around to the rest of the G20 saying, you guys have got to impoverish your people so we can rebalance the global economy in our favor. and the rest of the world is saying, you're out of your mind. And I think that's why we're seeing this huge push for war.
So the classic case is too many people are forgetting history and they're going to repeat it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that very much seems to be the case here as we see this attempt to restart the Korean War. Thanks a lot, Steve. We're going to let you go and switch over to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
We're doing okay. ¿Qué pasa?
Yeah. All right. Hey, I wanted to comment and just throw this theory at you first, and then I wanted to comment on, I don't know if you wanted to talk, did you already talk about the North Korea ordeal yet?
Yeah, we did. We basically said South Korea started shooting first.
Yeah, that whole, like I was telling you a while back, that old dynamite stick there, I don't know. It seems like that fuse is getting a little short.
But, yeah, it very much is. It very, very much is.
But I wanted to throw this at you. You know, you were talking about this TSA, and I'm glad you're staying on it. But I just wanted to throw this out at you and the listeners. You know, you think about all this puppetry. I call it the puppetry, you know what I mean, with all these lost leaders. And you think about the underwear bomber. It's all puppetized because you think about it in his underwear. And now all of a sudden you see this TSA, now we got to grope you because this guy had something in his underwear. See, this is all puppetized and planned. And what
You know what this reminds me of? You know what this reminds me of? And I mentioned this yesterday. It reminds me of the Tylenol poisonings. You had these companies that were selling all these little shrink-wrap safety seals for products and nobody was buying them. And all of a sudden, you get a bunch of random people die from poison Tylenol, and every product in America now has to have a safety seal. I went and I got some insecticide at the hardware store the other day. It had a tamper-proof seal on it. What do you think? Osama bin Laden is going to break into my ant poison to put poison in my ant poison? But, I mean, that's how completely over the top this situation is. And we know from that lawyer who was on his way to Detroit, who was a witness at the Amsterdam airport, the crotch bomber was walked around the security. They already had the naked body scanners there at Amsterdam. And he was walked around them by this official. We presume it's from ICTS, the Israeli security company. And he was put on that U.S.-bound airplane without a passport. It doesn't get any more obvious than this. It was a hoax to create the artificial need for the naked body scanners. And now we're being scanned. We're beginning to understand that these terahertz waves do cause damage to the skin DNA, and you know it's a ridiculous situation here.
And you know what, Michael, you're right on track. And I'm going to finish it off by this. Think about it. They did this situation with him to bring this along, and now they're going to keep persuading this because I think they want to get everybody to stay in the United States, and so they can't fly out of here when martial law comes.
Well,
I think they want to hammer it down, Michael, and they want to distort this flying. And people think about it. If they come with this machine that Michael Chernoff was developed or whatever, that does cause cancer, then they put you into this another puppetry of now we got to search you down. What's wrong with searching just normal way? You know, it's just another thing for them to press the issue that, hey, if you don't go through these, we're going to start finding you. You watch that,
well,
Michael.
Yeah, it's another way of reinforcing the dictatorship. They're trying to create this illusion that we're under threat from the rest of the world and we've got to submit to all of this. Basically, it's a repeat of what we saw with the Nazis. I mean, it's a joke. It's a stereotype in the old World War II movies where the Nazis are going and saying, your papers, please. I must have your papers. Well, how do you think the German people got convinced to carry their papers all the time? Because there are terrorists out there. The people who blew up the Reichstag are still out there. We've got to keep an eye out for them. It's the same stupid trick all over again.
Yeah, and I'll finish up, Michael. You reminds me of this. You know when you're a kid and you saw those horse miracle rounds?
Yeah.
They go that same direction, right?
Yes.
And all they do is put a new person on there. That's all they do.
Yeah, very much. Well, you know, here's the situation. We're standing outside watching that merry-go-round. We begin to realize it is a merry-go-round, and we're just going to wander away and not be part of that game anymore.
That's right, brother. Amen. You take care, and God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And let's see. Was that Scott? Yeah, that was Scott in Wisconsin. Okay. Phone lines are empty. We're coming up to the last break for the end of the first hour. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Al Gore's latest embarrassment. We're going to be taking your phone calls about TSA. We're going to be talking about Korea. This government is so desperate to distract you from their own failings. Who knows what they're going to come up with? Spaceships and UFOs. I don't know. We'll be right back after. Oh, we still got a few more minutes here. Let's see. We're coming down to the end here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're coming up on the music right about there. There it is. All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to pull my stuff together. Talk to you soon.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And by way of Thomas up there in Sweden, we're starting to get some direct news coming from the North Korean news agencies, and they are basically confirming what we already knew from some other non-American. I think AP actually has owned up to it now, that South Korea did initiate the exchange of artillery. And of course, the U.S. media is still trying to say, well, we just fired on their water. It's not like any big deal. And they're still trying to spin it that this is somehow a provocation by North Korea. No, it isn't. When you put 70,000 soldiers on somebody's border and you start firing shells into territory they claim to be theirs, even if it's water, they are going to take notice. And that is just absolutely nonsense to say otherwise. Now, this story just now breaking, coming up out of Texas, rather odd. As you know, I have a tendency to focus a lot on the abuses and evils of organized corporate religion. And I emphasize that because if you personally want to believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster or Quetzalcoatl or Ahura Mazda or Lono or Thor or any of those people, go ahead, have fun. You know, Joe Pesci or the son, whatever you want to believe. That's fine. Okay. George Carlin used to have this wonderful thing about religion. He says, religion is like a lift in your shoe. You put it in your shoe and you stand taller and you feel better and you feel really good, you know, but let's not go out and demand that everybody else wear lifts in their shoes, and let's not go out and nail lifts to the bottoms of the natives' feet. He was absolutely right about that. So with that in mind, I don't have a problem with individual beliefs of whatever. I do have a serious problem with organized religion. This story is the latest one. Okay? This is down in Dallas, Texas. The Reverend John M. Fiala is already facing criminal charges and a civil lawsuit from sexually abusing a teenage boy. They have just arrested him for trying to arrange a murder for hire. He wanted to get a hitman to kill this teenage boy. This is a Catholic priest who has just hired or tried to hire a hitman to kill the teenage boy he was having sex with so that he can get off the criminal charges and the civil lawsuit. I don't even know how many commandments he just broke with that one. But I'm sorry, if you know, when you have this kind of evil, you know, on the staff, you have to question the integrity of the entire operation here. Dan, I can't repeat that on the air. We'll lose the license on this radio station. We're going to go to the phones. Abdul in Brooklyn. Aloha, Abdul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. I wanted to ask you, and I guess ask your listeners as well, if you were aware of what the first third party in this country actually was, what the name it went by.
Oh, man, that's a long time ago and a little bit before I was born. Enlighten us, please.
The first third party in this country was the Anti-Mason Party. Anti-Masonry was actually the central premise that united a group of people, really the citizens of this country in the Northeast in the year 1826, to basically, you know, put an end to this domination by secrecy. And their essential goal was, it was almost like a defensive force. But the reason why I feel it's so important that people even look into that, because that's a very big thing in itself, but it leads to the, you know, the ultimate problem, this ultimate malignancy. And if people understood the way in which it actually operated, then I feel, you know, we'd at least be a step closer.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now, this gets right to the heart of what I was saying before about the government desperate to find some unreachable scapegoat in which to blame all that's going wrong. This is more of the same. Abdul, thank you. We're going to let you go. We've got to take a one-minute break. I'll respond to this when we get back.
Gold. Ever.